Yo.
Yeah.
Okay, so imagine this, right? Okay, so we're talking about Tom Cruise and Penelope Cruz, right? So say like I look like Tom Cruise, she looks like Penelope Cruz, okay? And that's kind of the reason that we hooked up or whatever, right? You know what I'm saying? I remind her of some TV character or whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? And she wants to be seen like this, and there's a certain type of celebrity that goes along with our image, right? Right?
Okay.
So there's a certain type of celebrity or glamour about our relationship. You see what I'm saying? And so for example, say so me and this girl, you know, we're hanging out because we think like we look like this couple that's famous, and we get all this like recognition, you know, public recognition and stuff. And we don't have an identity outside of Tom and Penelope Cruz. So you know what's gonna happen?
Well.
As soon as Tom and Penelope Cruz break up, she's going to have an adverse reaction to me. Okay?
Yes.
Because she identifies, because she's like, you know what I'm saying? Because everywhere in the media, it's like, and people are like just waiting for us to break up because we look like Tom Cruise and we look like Penelope Cruz and all this other types of stuff. You see what I'm saying? So that's why I really strongly attempt to use very strongly hardwired anchors in with my subliminals and this and that as possible. So for example, right, there are timeless symbols of wealth and decadence and abundance and success, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, in my subliminals, right? Hello? Okay, and they're absolutely rampant, right? Now, I use different celebrities in my subliminals and stuff like this, okay? Why do I use celebrities? Why do I not just go to the hottest celebrity at the moment and use their subliminal instead of using a subliminal of a person that's gonna be famous for life? Okay, someone whose reputation is gonna be really, really, really hard to tarnish, no matter how profound the scandal is. Why do I do that? The reason that I do it is so that I can always keep a really positive anchor in people's minds. Okay, now say if I have a subliminal picture of Paris Hilton, right, in my you know what I'm saying? In my what do you call it? In my fuck. What do you call that? In my subliminal videos and stuff like this, right? So imagine this, right? So say I have a picture of the Beatles, right? You know what I'm saying? You know the famous poster of the Beatles like walking across the street or whatever?
On
Yeah.
the road.
Yeah, exactly. Most people have seen that image, right?
Most people.
Okay, most people. Okay, so because of that, and because they're all pretty much knock on wood here, because they're all pretty much dead, you know what I'm saying? Like their image can't really be tarnished. Okay, so therefore, I will put that subliminal inside my subliminal videos so that I can have an effect. Okay, because the moment that there is bad scandal, and then they have that subliminal picture going through their mind, it might affect them in an adverse sort of way. You see what I'm saying? And so, I've sort of manipulated that a lot. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why I want to use people that are timeless instead of people that are going to be in one day, out the next. Because they might start taking the subliminals with less and less respect, so to speak, because of who is in the subliminal. You see what I'm saying? Now, for example, Paris Hilton, right? People hate to admit that they love Paris Hilton. They hate to admit that no matter what they do, no matter what they say.
Same with Britney Spears.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, I don't, you know, maybe not as much Britney Spears as Paris Hilton. The reason I say Paris Hilton is because she's fucking loaded. You see what I'm saying? And Britney Spears, too. I mean, think about it. If Britney Spears comes and walks up to you and says, hey, how's it going? You know, I want to hang out with you. You're not going to hang out with her? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
But do you know how stupid the people are who complain about her? They're so stupid that they would hang out with her, even though they complain about her.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? And then they come up with some reason in their mind of why it's okay. So I can use the subliminal of a Britney Spears or, you know what I'm saying, I don't know, Christina Aguilera or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I try to get people that are as established as possible, because you really can't talk bad about the Beatles. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you might not like them, but you respect them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of hard to explain, but... You know, it just kind of happens that way. You know what I mean? Paris Hilton, another example. You know what I'm saying? She is evergreen. You see what I'm saying? She's an evergreen celebrity. Okay? She's not a one-hit wonder that's going to be in today. And, you know, say you live in Hollywood and stuff, and you meet these celebrities every single day, and it's not even a big deal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the celebrities, like, walking up the street. You know, you meet a couple celebrities hanging out at the Guitar Center. You know what I'm saying? You meet another celebrity doing this. You meet another celebrity doing that. And it's so fucking common.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's so common to meet celebrities that it just doesn't even matter. You know what I'm saying? But if you get an evergreen celebrity like Britney Spears, like, I might not use Lindsay Lohan as heavily as I always use Britney Spears. You see what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I think anybody that's ever hit A-class celebrity status is going to be somebody that people are going to fear and respect for life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's like B-class celebrities and C-class celebrities and stuff like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you might get some... like, give me an example of a B-class celebrity.
God, I'm so not up on like celebrities. It's ridiculous.
Okay, I'm trying to think of a celebrity that you may have heard of that. Okay, so for example, like Jamie Foxx, he's an A-class celebrity right now. He won a couple of Oscars. You know what I'm saying? He won a couple of Academy Awards, etc. So he's an A-class celebrity. Now, he used to have a show called the Jamie Foxx Show. I don't know if you've ever heard of it before.
No.
Oh, okay. Have you ever seen Friends, right?
Yeah.
You've seen Friends, right? Okay,
yeah.
So say there's all the cast of Friends, right? And then there's the person that they used to, like, you know, that they used to get bagels from or whatever at the little fucking bar or cafe that they hung out at, right?
Okay.
You know, or that extra that, like, had five lines or something like that, right?
Okay.
The smaller the role, the more that they would become a B-class celebrity. Okay, the cast of Friends is an A-class celebrity group. Okay, the person that serves their bagels every single day on this A-class show is a B-class celebrity. Like for example, you know, remember Wilson from, have you ever seen Home Improvement before?
Yes.
Okay, remember Wilson, how he used to peek over the fence and everything like that?
Yeah.
Okay, he would be sort of a maybe like a B-class celebrity, just because the show was so big. But if it was a B-class show, he'd be a C-class celebrity. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot harder for B-class celebrities and C-class celebrities to get parts. Okay, but A-class celebrities, if you've ever hit A-class before, then that means that you're pretty much there for life. You know what I'm saying? So for example, there's a guy who used to be in, like, the Friday movie. I don't know if you've ever heard of the show Friday, the movie Friday, where they smoke a lot of weed or whatever?
No.
Okay, yeah, I've got to go. No, I'm just kidding, I'm kidding.
Friday.
No, but, yeah.
It's an 80s film, like an 80s film.
No, it's a 90s film, Okay, so have you ever seen Pretty Woman before?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I think it was pretty good, but you know, different strokes, different folks. Okay, the guy that was in that movie, okay, at the.
I've seen Friday.
What is it about?
Well, I'm looking at the Internet Movie Database now, but I have seen it because I recognize the cover.
Yeah. Okay, now the guy Ice Cube, it as an actor, he would be a B-class actor.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? But now, say if he was on Friends, you know what I'm saying? Every other week, every other every day, you know what I'm saying? And he served bagels. Okay, that would sort of put him in AB.
Yeah.
Because he's had such a huge career already, you know what I'm saying? And people are automatically going to pay so much attention to him. You see what I'm saying? I would put him in the A B sort of slot. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's really. Go ahead.
Ice Cube got mass. Ice Cube, yeah, but Ice Cube could so easily go A-list celebrity. Like, you know, everyone in the world knows his name. Man, he's fucking. I wonder what his net worth is. Dude, there's so many people who've got famous this year. I was looking for a list of celebrities and got rich this year who, like, a few years ago, but like, how could that person ever get famous?
Wait, give me an example of people
Skri
like that.
Skrillex, man. Skrillex.
Yeah.
16 million in the bank, like, listed on Forbes, like, as a major celebrity right now. It's like, what? You know, to have someone who's making dubstep as a major celebrity, that's crazy.
Nah, you know, it's funny because Skrillex was actually performing when I was in Portland, right before he just blew up and everybody knew him, right? Okay, literally he was playing this really small venue in Portland. It was like the seating was like under 1,000.
Oh,
Okay, and I would.
I get this list. Because this list is based on how much money they've earned this year on Forbes. So you've got like people who, you know, you've got people who you wouldn't expect to see on this list because other people have, like David Beckham, for example, has only earned 46 million this year.
Only,
Well, you know,
but
I'm sure that's quite low for David Beckham because other people could easily outdo him on that. For ex like completely unknown people, for example, who's outdone David Beckham? Oh my God, like Adele, for example, outdid David Beckham this year.
You said Adele? Oh yeah, of course. Of course. You know what I'm saying? But David Beckham is kind of like evergreen. You see what I'm saying? He's been so high. You see what I'm saying? Like Adele, it's kind of like she probably won't be. And see, this is what I'm talking about. Like associating yourself with this high a caliber of person. And literally, like, remember how I was talking about Oh, you know, there's a European pop star that you know, we talk all the time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I say to a girl, European pop star, we talk all the time, okay? And then I say a pop star from the Ukraine or something, we talk all the time. Now, if I say European pop star, it just sounds that much more impactful. You see what I'm saying? So it's so subtle, those subtle little differences that make a huge impact. And then it even gets even more subtle. Okay, literally, there are certain words that I stray away from using. Okay, there are certain letters that I stray away from using. Okay, there are certain letters that I gravitate towards heavily, okay, or massively, okay. Why? Okay, why is the way that I speak and how I shape my sentences and what letters I use in my sentences so relevant in how I communicate or how people see me when I communicate? Okay, the reason it is so important is because what I've done is this. Okay, I take, okay, so imagine this, right? Say the letter M has a very sensual vibration to it, mm-hmm. okay? And I'm talking to a girl, and I keep saying the word, you know, knock on wood here, massively. You know, I'm saying this word over and over again, almost like an embedded command. It's going to start causing feelings in this girl that I'm not going to, that are not going to be caused if I say heavily necessarily. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so that's my whole angle on this whole situation. You see what I'm saying? That's my whole angle on the thing. You know, and so I mean, like, so important to be able to be able to notice. You know what I'm saying? You know, I am pushing these little subtle things, okay? You know, for example, just make the hugest difference in the world and have to be paid attention to on a massive scale, you know? So definitely you guys keep that in mind. And this is the end of the framing thing. Is there anything else that you want to say on the framing disc, or is that it?
That's cool, man.
All right, brother. Well, we'll talk to these guys later. It's always a pleasure reaching out to you guys and giving you guys the best information from Obsession Systems. Vince Lynch and Casino Guillermo signing out.